If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. Like I was saying, I headlined the Blackest Tech Festival, and I talked on quantum computing because something we kind of talked about that last time. And I've been busy for the last 4 days, kind of like you, not like you though. You're a little bit more conference busy than me.
Your turn will come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a pleasure. Once again, I appreciate you so much.
How's the book coming? Thank you.
Going very well. Very well. So the volume 2 did release. It's doing well. And I'm working on 3 right now. I should have it finished by December 21st.
So the collective work will be thicker than Project 25, which is not about pages.
That's about right. What an interesting time we live.
Yes, no question about it. Mm-hmm. So how did your talk go? Did it go well?
It went very well, actually. So it's always good when the founder and the host and the people in charge, people who spend the money, come back and say how well you did and how they didn't get to attend, but so happy that everybody's been talking about it for the last 4 days. And then they did a vote apparently behind the scenes, and apparently everybody liked my little session. So that's always good. I mean,
That's a good
get an
thing.
invite. Yes, sir. Yes,
Yeah,
sir.
that's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
No question.
Yes, sir.
So how can I help you?
I just wanted to know what's your vision for Black people for the next 50 years? And I'm gonna be quiet. I ain't got nothing else.
Well, I'm writing a book myself,
Yes.
The New Flex. The art of being unapologetically Black, unapologetically creative, and unapologetically you. And it really is sort of a follow-up to my book, Success Runs in Our Race, The Complete Guide to Effective Networking in the Black Community, that I wrote nearly 40 years ago. It is most of my stuff is around visionary leadership. Where are we going to be? Where are we headed? What must we need to do for the next two generations? So, having written that book, you've seen it, right?
Yes, sir. Last time you showed a, I don't know
Yeah.
if you had the book, but you showed a couple of papers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that book was written for two generations going forward,
Wow.
to help Black people understand the power of the human connection, as one of the five currencies of life. So I tend to think way out. So Flex is going to be for the next two generations.
Wow.
So it's sort of part two. Success Runs in Our Race, again, focused on effective networking, thus building unity, collaboration, and trust. But without that, you have nothing.
Wow.
No culture. So this one, we'll be talking about the existential crisis of the Black family.
Wow.
I don't know if I gave you a 30,000 foot view on what I see as the crisis of the Black family.
I
Did
would
I?
love to hear it. I would love to hear it. I don't remember.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Flex will probably be 12 chapters, probably 8 to 10,000 words per chapter. It's about 100, 120,000
Yeah. Oh, that's
words.
oh, okay. Yeah, that's a yeah, it's a real book. Yeah.
That's a serious book.
Yeah.
And let me see, Success Runs in Our Race was, I think, about 10 to 12 chapters. And that was, this is the book.
Wow.
And that was what, as excluding the index, that was around 400 pages. Not quite the volume that you produce, but enough. But the number one thing, the number one chapter. So I'll deal with what we must do for the next two generations, the next at least 40 years, in priority order. And the number one chapter will be about the existential crisis of the Black family. So, what is that? Let me give you just a context. There is no culture in the history of humankind that has maximized its full human potential without family being at the center of that culture. The only place that this exists, this problem, this existential problem exists, is among African American Black people. So this is a problem unique to Black folks in America. It is not what you will see on the continent in Africa. It is not what you see throughout the diaspora, wherever we have been dispersed. It is unique to us. So what in the quickest way I can say it is the institute of marriage in our culture is at an all-time low. When I was a kid in the 50s and 60s, marriage rate was 85%. Today, marriage rate in the Black culture is 34%. And based on all facts, statistics, and trajectories and research, if nothing changes, if we don't fix it, within a generation, it will be in the low teens.
That's terrible.
34%. 72% of Black women are not married. 39% will never get married. 29%, I'm sorry. 66% of Black men are not married, and 33% will never get married. So how does a time-tested institution of marriage, biblically spoken about, get to such a state? It begins with the toxicity between Black males and females.
You said something there.
All right. Yes, so, sir. So that's sort of the 30,000 foot view. What has this done to the culture in addition to 70% of our children are born out of wedlock and 80% of our children are raised in a single parent household? Without male and female guidance and energy and models. All right. This is disastrous. Let me repeat those statistics. 72% of our children are born out of wedlock, and 80% are raised in a single parent household, principally by a woman. This is not good.
No.
Number two, I've always been preaching the gospel of building and properly managing wealth and closing the income and wealth gap between Black folk and white folk in America. The state of this condition has significantly impacted household median wealth. Significantly. We don't even talk about it. We talk about all these other remedies for, and I, you know, building and properly managing wealth. But no one talks about the reconstruction of the concept of family in a culture that puts no value on it. Right? So let's take a quick look at that statistically. Because I'm like you, I do research. Mine, my ideas are not based on theory.
Right.
They're based on facts and statistics. And the facts and statistics tell us. Now, I always have to apologize when I say this in front of a large audience, but I'm going to say it to you without apology. It appears to me, based on facts and statistics, that our women, Black women in America, would rather have a baby than to be a wife. Now, that's a mic drop right there. Whenever I say that in a large audience, you can hear a rat piss on cotton.
And that's about right.
Right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So let's look at the statistics.
Yeah.
The five major cultural groups in America. Household median wealth. It used to be white people were at the top, number one, for about 350 years. That's no longer the case.
Mm.
You'll see why in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Who's at the top today? East Indians. Household median wealth, $124,000. What is the marriage rate in the East Indian culture? 94%. Second are Chinese Asians. Household median wealth, about 110,000. What is the marriage rate? Close to 70%. Third are white people. Household median wealth, $81,000. Marriage rate, 57%. Fourth are Hispanics. Household median wealth, $61,000. Marriage rate in the Hispanic community, 67%. And at the bottom are Black people. Household median wealth, $51,000. Marriage rate, 34%. Now, you don't have to be a rocket science, my brother, to figure out there's a correlation between two people pulling the plow, working together, getting their kids in and out of school, into colleges, versus one. You don't have to be a rocket science.
No, and you dropped all facts. There's not a single opinion.
We're facts and statistics.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yes, there are many other, and you do an incredible job in your treatise, your books, and just, unraveling and unpacking and providing solutions. And it's a beautiful thing. No question about it. So we need more like you.
Thank you.
I don't know what your plans are talking about the existential crisis of the Black family.
That's in book three. The whole book is about that.
Right. So it needs to be addressed.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me say it real simple. If we knew better, we would do better.
It's a fact.
So we don't even know these facts and statistics. Mm-hmm. I don't know of a Negro in America even talking about it. Mm-hmm. And this is the underlying and foundational institution in any culture. Right? I mean, now, so that's the big one. That's the mother load.
Oof, that was a bullshit. And it gave me a question to ask you, if you don't mind. It gave me a question to ask you.
Go ahead.
How much of, I hate to put you on the spot like this, the church, because Black people are in church with these dismal statistics and facts that you mentioned. I don't know what I'm asking here, but I know I address that church aspect a lot in the third book, because there's something wrong there between what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But what do you think about that?
So I want to say this and still be loved. The Black church in America is a matriarchy. It is not patriarchy. Mm-hmm. You got a pastor, generally male, now more females than ever, that lead most Black churches. But the Black church is really run and controlled and managed by our women.
Yeah, and funded with their tithes and offerings. Right?
I said controlled. You can call it funding if you want.
Right.
Yeah. So it is not a comfortable subject for a Black male to cover. Right? Because you're really addressing your leadership, your money, your dollars.
People who pay your salary.
So let me say something very cynical. Right? You don't want to mess with your money.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So the more single women you have, the more of that money you can get. Let's just be real. Let me say it a different way. When we finish pontificating ad nauseum about our issues, somebody's got to write a check. Because you can't do anything in America that I know of any substance that brings resolution to any damn thing without money.
I mean, you can't even be homeless without money.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Right. And so it is not a subject matter that is vigorously preached and taught, in spite of the fact I don't have to tell you how many references there are in the Bible to the importance of this thing called marriage. Right?
Right, no, right.
When God, the only time that God was dissatisfied with his own work. There's only one time in the Bible that God was dissatisfied with his own work. And it's in Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, he said it was good. But the single time he was not happy was in Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. Therefore, I will make him a helper.
These some facts you dropping, man.
I will make him a queen helper who will be comparable to him. He clearly understood who the king was. He made the king first. Mm. But the king needs a good queen.
Yes. Yes.
I've been married for 51 years.
Wow.
To my wonderful wife. And 50 years ago, before we decided to get married, I said to her in a very simple way, Nora, if I ever become queen and you are the king, it's over. Right? She did exactly what you did. She laughed. She said, amen and hallelujah.
I know that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then I said to her 50 years ago, do you know what a king wants? Do you know what the number one thing that your king will want from you? It is not sex. It is peace.
There it is.
My job is to go out, pull out my sword every day, and fight the battle for the family. And to provide and protect you. This is my job. We put our hand on the Bible for that. I am the provider and the protector of this family. That requires a tremendous amount of lifelong effort. When I come home, I don't want to have to go through the same shit that I have to go through out here in this world to provide and protect.
You're talking,
I want peace. So she said, amen. I said, well, do you know what the second thing I want? Respect.
Mm.
I will respect you and your role as a helper, my queen. All right? Yeah. It doesn't mean that as the king, that you are not invested or involved in decisions of the family. Of course you are. You are my consultant.
That's right? Powerful.
I make no major decisions without your input, your wisdom, your experience. But at the end of the day, and I said to her, look at me. I decide. Right? So when we're sleeping upstairs in the bed and we hear some rattling downstairs, I get up.
That's right.
And go look.
That's right.
The minute you have to get up and take my job, you're the king.
You're right. Right? You're right. You're right.
And God has not properly prepared you for that responsibility. So, the first chapter will be.
That was just the first chapter. That's going to be a heck of a book.
Straight no chaser.
No chaser. No right. Chaser.
That's right. I know what you want from me. I'm not sure that many of our modern women, I'm not talking about old school women. I grew up old school.
Right.
And our mothers were wives, and they taught their children, if they had female children, how to be a wife. And the father taught their sons how to be a man.
That's right.
That was the model, the first model for us. And it was also the first model, if you had a daughter, on what a man is like.
You better talk.
So that it will inform your future decision.
Mm.
If you have no model, right, and your mother is teaching you how to be a man, that's not possible.
Mm-mm. I stand with you in agreement with that.
Right. Man. So
I get in trouble when I say that.
Yeah. No, that's not how it was designed. So what's the answer? It's complicated, Tony. It's complicated. Yeah. If it was super easy, why would God need you? It's
complicated. Fair enough.
Right? There are no guardrails. Our modern women were not fundamentally, I'm talking about most, not all.
Right.
To be a wife. Right? And, right. And so did my wife work? Yes. Did she have to work? No. She worked because she wanted to.
Yeah. And as her king, you gave her that.
That's right. That's right. Right? She wanted it. So we agreed and we made arrangements, proper arrangements and proper investment into get her the assistance that she need to raise our children.
This classic.
Now this, see, you see, it sounds so plain, right?
Right.
And it sounds easy, but it isn't. It's complicated because the world is different now.
Yeah,
Tonio, it's different.
Yeah. Right.
The influences, the separation of the genders. It's extraordinarily complicated.
Mm.
So it's a major issue. Now, here is what might be going on and what might be a solution. Maybe because we are really creative people, Black people.
We are.
We were building pyramids and solving complex engineering problems when other cultures were living in caves.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's
all right.
A,
I mean,
historical fact.
Just be, you're right, living, not only living in caves in the Caucasus Mountains and practicing cannibalism.
Yep. You're right. That's
we were building fact. Pyramids.
So mastering really, astrology.
Right. I'm not, this is fact.
That's
this is not some, you know, made up thought.
World history is Black history.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let's get it really clear here. Right? You know, Europeans did not come to Africa, pull us out of trees eating bananas. That's total bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
And civilized us.
Yeah, no.
No, we civilized them.
That's world history.
What the hell are you talking about?
That
you
is
just
world
changed
history.
The history, but it is now all coming out.
Right.
Right. So it could be, this is pure theory here. It could be that Black folk in America are changing the definition of this institution called marriage. It's a legal, government-based contract that you sign between two people.
Yeah. That's actually in the Bill of Rights. It says it almost nearly that way. It right? Literally says it like the foundation of this, I think it's like Article 1, Section 8 right. Or something. It literally almost says it exactly that way.
Right, right. So maybe we ain't feeling that anymore. Right?
Yeah.
And certainly government regulations said, you know, if for whatever reason you decide to depart from each other, the male gives up half of his stuff, just whatever it is. So it's not likely that you, well, it seems this way. It seems it's not likely that you can make the right decision the first time out. You young, dumb, and full of cum.
Well,
right?
Knows
well, how many times do you want to give up half of your shit?
No, never.
Because you made a bad decision.
Right.
And that's possible.
Right.
In fact, divorce is more common or higher rate than marriage.
Right.
So maybe for Black people, this concept of two is evolving into a cooperation, a partnership, maybe a situationship.
Oh yeah, for some of that.
Right. Your situation matches my situation, and as long as those two things.
Oh yeah.
Equal 1 + 1 = 11, not 2. Remain in the situation.
There you go.
But to legally be tied to you by some government contract, which you call marriage,
that's right.
Is not the best option. I may have made a really bad mistake with your dumb ass. Right?
Your theory.
You don't know this day one, day five, day 10. This just takes time. And I tell people that the chances of staying married are about 20%. Because one of five things can happen. So let's say we assume that when you decide to get married, that we are equally yoked.
Watch yourself, doctor.
That's the assumption.
That's the assumption.
Right? I've been knowing you for 6 months. I've been knowing you for a year. I know you grew up in Cincinnati. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, right? Mm-hmm. Two entirely different cultures. If you try to live in Brooklyn, New York, Nora Jean, that would be culture shock. Yeah. Yeah, so I grew up in this culture of the same color, of the same race. Well, not race, but the same ethnicity. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's good. We're more likely to have things in common.
Right.
The culture of Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, New York, and the culture of Cincinnati, Ohio, for Black people, right, two different things.
But it so may not make us evenly yoked.
So we're going to assume we're evenly yoked. So here we are. We start out evenly yoked. Over time, we evolve and we all change. We do. Hopefully. Right?
Yeah.
So over time, four things can happen. I outgrow you, or you outgrow me. That's two. The second two is you grow in one direction, I grow in another direction.
Look at that.
That's four things. Or the fifth thing, we grow together like a twisted FICA tree.
Yeah.
And that's how you stay married till death do you part.
Look at that.
Because that's the commitment you made with your hand on the Bible.
That is.
Right?
Yeah.
So this is difficult.
Yes.
And it's proven to be very difficult in our culture because you see where marriage is now.
You bring
and
up
again,
point.
Unless it's fixed, it'll be in the low teens.
How long do you think that'll take to get to the low teens? Probably a generation.
Yeah, a generation. That's based on. Now these are based on projections and trajectories.
Right. Right.
If the current accurate. State of unmarriage continues to exist, nothing's fixed or changes culturally, it will continue to decline. Because it didn't go from 85 to 34 in a generation. It happened over a couple of generations.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely. And now with 70% of our children being born out of wedlock and 80% raised in a single parent home, you see what's happening here. I remember when I was growing up, if you were in the neighborhood and you were a sister and you got pregnant, are you kidding me? You were sent away. Mm-hmm. You were sent down south, so nobody would know. It was the ultimate shame and embarrassment on the family.
Right. You're right. You're
well, that's
right.
Changed.
No, that's completely changed. Now we're on TikTok doing gender reveals. You know.
So I don't know if this is some figment of my imagination.
No.
I just know what the facts and statistics show. And the underlying deep-seated psychological rationale and reasoning for this is a guess, quite frankly.
Yeah.
other than the fact that I know that there's the black male females
Right.
are that those relationships are have changed.
Well, we in competition with each other for sure.
Oh,
Yeah,
sure.
for sure.
Oh,
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
And then, of course, two generations ago, our parents began telling our sisters, their daughters, don't ever depend on a black man being able to take care of you.
Yeah.
You must become self-sufficient.
Yeah.
And our sisters did that. Now that black women are probably the most educated women in America, according to all.
Statistically, they are in the world at this
Yeah,
point.
right.
Yeah, in
No
the world.
question
Yeah.
about it. In the
Yeah.
world, right? In the world, right? More of them are in medical school, dental school, engineering colleges, the high professions, accounting, right? The average black wages of a female on a relative basis is higher than black men.
That's right. That's a whole
So
thing in itself.
it's just self-fulfilling,
Yeah. Yeah.
right? And I don't have to tell you the chorus of noise around our sisters saying, I don't need no man. I can take care of myself. So maybe from a financial standpoint, you are probably right. But from a holistic familial standpoint, from the proper raising of succeeding generations, you need both male and female energy. That's how that's a genetic thing.
Right. Right.
Now, it doesn't mean that there have not been sisters out here that have done a wonderful job
Right.
raising their sons. No question about that. But that is not the norm. The norm
No.
is all this stuff we're seeing
Yeah.
now.
Apparently 72% is the norm. Apparently, that's what the statistics say.
Right.
We in trouble.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
That's the meta problem.
we
That's the meta problem.
Yeah.
But it's not dealt with.
Yeah.
It's not talked about.
Yeah.
I don't even know if anybody's ever written a book on it yet.
I've closest I've seen is a documentary. All 72 or 70% of kind of talking what you're talking about, but that was about 10, 20 years ago. I've never seen a book on this.
Yeah.
Never.
So that's the elephant in the room.
Every major economist says we're going to be at, black people are going to be at negative or net zero net worth or negative net worth by 2040.
Yeah.
How
Yeah.
much of what you're
2053.
talking, the 2053?
2053. That's right. That's what all the research, all the trajectories, all the statistics.
How
Right.
much of your
So as
book?
I like, as you've heard, might have heard me say that white folks are planning for three generations and we're
That's
planning
right.
for Saturday night.
That's right. That's us.
Right? I would rather carry a plastic bag with $5,000 in it than to carry a $5,000 Louis Vuitton bag with $100 in it.
You currently have a viral clip going around
That's right.
social media saying, yeah,
Right.
it's
The 14 million
everywhere.
14 million views. Why
Yeah.
is that? Because it resonates. It's
It
true.
resonates. Yeah. It resonates.
Right? So
Yeah.
maybe it's the first shot fired. But so that will, and then I'll deal at a deeper level with the other things I've been talking about, and that of course is the intergenerational transfer of wealth,
Right. That's
right?
a it's a big thing to
Moving
tackle there.
from what we were taught when I was when. The 11 of us in my family, what we were taught, get a good education and get a good job. That's what we were taught. And we were the pride of the family. I was the
Yeah.
pride of the family when I got me a good job at Procter & Gamble.
That's a good job, especially back then.
And of course, Procter & Gamble's headquartered in Cincinnati. My wife found out when I met her in Cincinnati at a conference, and she found out that I was working for Procter & Gamble. Oh, yeah.
She had to take you off the mark.
Procter & Gamble? My father used to sweep floors for Procter. He was in maintenance. I said, well, no, I'm in the executive program at P&G. So that was a badge of honor.
Yeah.
Right. But now the new mantra has to change. Yeah. And it has to be get a good education and create a job. Create a job for yourself. Create a job for your children. And if God gives you the power and the glory, create working jobs for our people.
I wish you had 1,000 people in front of you. They should have, they better have clapped when you just said that too.
Right? Now, so that's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is the latest statistics on Black entrepreneurship. The U.S. Census Bureau does a study every 5 years on entrepreneurial development by cultural group. Mm. And the latest shows that we're 3.7 million Black-owned businesses in America. 3.7, the highest number ever in the history of Black people in this country. 3.7 million. And up about 45%, and much of that percentage are Black women going into business. So that's the upside. What's the downside of that statistic? Only 161,000 of the 3.7 million employ anybody. The average annual revenue from those businesses that employ, $1.4 million a year. Mm-hmm. That means that 3.5 million are sole proprietorships. And the average annual revenue is only less than $20,000 a year, which is below the poverty line. So what does that mean? It means that we are thinking differently. That the whole notion of entrepreneurial development, creating work and jobs, and the path to become wealthy is clear, sort of doing your own thing, investing in you, as opposed to investing in someone else or something else becoming rich. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't need Black people everywhere. We need Black people everywhere. We need Black people starting businesses. We need Black people in the public and private sector. We need Black people influencing government. We need them everywhere.
Everywhere.
But we damn sure need more of us thinking entrepreneurially.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's moving in the right direction. Right. So now it's how do we grow these seedlings? These are seeds. That's how I look at it. These are seeds. The mindset is shifting. I don't care if it's a side hustle. I don't care. You're doing something independent of, in quote, your job.
Yeah.
You're using your creative skills. Right. Yeah. You're producing additional revenue because that's all a side hustle means. Side hustle means simply means an additional stream of income. Yeah. That's all it means. It's an additional stream of income. There should not be a Black person in America with a single stream of income.
I don't think nobody's written that book.
No.
Not what you just said.
With all the skills and talents that we have?
Yeah.
You can't do more than one thing well? No, of course you can. We have proven that over time.
That might be your follow-up book to this. That might be.
So, what has happened, Antonio, is we've become intellectually lazy. Right? Intellectually lazy.
I agree.
That we rely more on cognitive bias than critical thinking.
Right. Right. I completely agree.
All right. So you ask the average brother or sister what's their opinion of something, it's based on cognitive bias, their own personal experience. And then, you know, I don't want to embarrass them and say, what's the research on that? On that answer. I mean, other than that's what you thought, is there anything to back that up?
That would be a great question, but they're gonna answer that. Or they probably hit you with No, whatever comes out their church, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, this is what the pastor said.
Exactly.
That's lazy. And I don't have to tell you, you know the old trope. You want to hide something from a black man, put it in a book. Right? So we don't read. And so we have ended up being the consumption class in America, and others are the merchant class. They make stuff, we buy stuff. It's just easier.
Right.
As opposed to making the stuff ourselves, which requires critical thinking,
right.
Risk, all the things necessary.
Yeah.
Right. So, the trends are good.
Yeah.
We're thinking that, and now how do we build on that and to develop that? Right. And that's the next big leap. That's not the issue in the East Indian and Chinese community.
No, they set up shops in black communities.
Oh, shit, are you
there? Take our money.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And they don't even like us.
No.
And in fact, the Asian community has solved their own unemployment problem, opening up small Chinese restaurants in the hood. See? They employ almost 2 million of their own people just in that. Right. And the question I ask all the time when I talk about this, I say two things. If you go into a Chinese restaurant in the hood and there are four brothers waiting on you, leave. That's not a real Chinese restaurant because they don't employ black people.
Mm-hmm.
They employ their own people.
Yeah. And I ain't mad at them for it.
Right. No,
we need to do it.
Right? That's exactly what I'm saying. You can't be mad at them because that's the hell we should be doing.
See, exactly.
No question about that.
Yeah.
Then the second question I ask is, have you ever seen a long line of Chinese people trying to get into a soul food restaurant?
Never.
Hell no.
Never. That's not, the world is ending that day. That's for sure. That is crazy. No, never. But the opposite happens, don't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No question about it. They wouldn't
especially
be there
on Sundays.
Oh, that's right.
The
right.
Church.
That's right. We wouldn't. They wouldn't be there if we weren't lining up to buy their stuff.
Yeah.
And again, you can't hate on them, right?
No, they're doing what they should do.
So it's a basic principle of capitalism: find a need and fill it.
Yeah.
And even if you don't like the people that much.
Oh no, didn't like the money. Right. Yeah.
Well, the only color that really matters is green.
That's right. And we treat our green disposably.
Green. Right. Yeah. So as I tell black people all the time, until our pile of green is as big and as high and as deep and as wide and as leveraged as every other cultural group's pile of green, we will never be considered an equal at the table of democratic capitalism.
Never.
Right? So we got stuff. But we don't have assets.
Right.
So we believe you make money to buy stuff. The stuff that you want that makes your life comfortable. White people are different. They believe you make money to invest. In other words, their idea is to put your money to work harder for you than you did for it.
I know this.
In fact, if you're working harder for your money than your money is for you, your money is pimping you.
That's right.
You ain't pimping your money.
I fully agree. That's right.
It doesn't mean that you don't buy stuff. You have to have stuff. There's things that we want to buy. But that's a certain percentage.
Yeah.
Of whatever you earn each month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those percentages are way out of whack in our culture.
Completely. Completely. We get money and buy the lifestyle.
Yeah.
And instead of investing.
That's right.
So we can get the lifestyle. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. As I said, the goal is to win, not to look like you're winning.
That's on that viral clip. It's everywhere. I tell you, everywhere you turn on social media, that clip is there.
Yeah, you ain't winning. Louis Vuitton is winning. Gucci is winning. Armani is winning. Nike is winning. Your ass ain't winning.
Nothing.
You're consumed.
Nothing.
And they're going to do everything in their power to continue to influence you to consume.
That's right.
And if you understand the research, all of these big brands have two different lines, let's say, of clothing, right?
You're right.
One is with Louis Vuitton or Armani spread out all over it. So somebody walk past you, they can't help from seeing you wearing an Armani. That's for us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But for them, it's very discreet.
That's right. That's right. That's a good point. I've never
You
had
see,
anybody bring that point up.
and
That's a
see,
good
poverty
point.
is loud, wealth is quiet.
It. You own it.
Right.
Man, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So it's a self-esteem issue. It's a
Yeah.
flexing issue, and redefining what, if you look up at the slang term of flex, is showing off,
Yeah.
flash and dash, that kind of thing. That's what the slang version. And I'm going to redefine the new flex. Is about how does one add value? How does one do something that moves everything along?
Yeah.
That's the new flex. And I get old school on folks when I describe, it wasn't called flex back then, but
Where was it go?
if this thing was done today, it would be the ultimate, from my perspective, the ultimate flex move. So it was back in the in the 1964 Olympics, Tommy
Oh
Smith,
yeah. Oh yeah.
yes,
That's a classic, really. Yeah.
they win gold and silver in the 400. They get up on the Olympic platform
Oh,
and their pocket, pull out a black glove, put it on there. That's right. Now they lost their medals because of that.
they
But
did.
the picture is an iconic picture.
Iconic.
That picture, that alone, not winning the gold or silver, changed their life. It was the first time the Black Power salute, which they did not create, Stokely Carmichael came up with the title. They put on a black glove and reached up into the sky with the fist. That's the first time the world had ever seen
Ever seen it? One
that.
pair of gloves. They shed it. They
That's
sh
right. That's right.
Oh, that's
Now, as the
wow.
brothers in the hood would say, that's a flex for your ass right there.
That is. Yep. Yep.
Right?
Right. Wow.
So. Yeah, there's much to say, much to
Much. I'm
say.
looking for. I'm definitely buying multiple copies, and
Yeah.
I'm gonna be. You know how they call it super fans, people that post content for you on your. I'm gonna be posting it
Yeah,
everywhere.
yeah,
Like, get
yeah,
this
yeah,
book.
yeah,
Get this book. I'm gonna be a
yeah.
super fan.
And we'll slice and dice it, right?
Yeah.
Because that's how we like stuff. That's why those little thin slice videos that. All of those videos come from an hour speech that I've given someplace.
Yeah.
Somebody,
Wow.
and a good friend of mine, Sean Croxton, just thin sliced it to 30 to 60 seconds of the hot stuff, right? And they've gone viral. But
You're
that's
gonna
how
get,
we consume, because we have the attention span of a gnat.
yeah. You're gonna get this video because you got a lot of
Right, right, right.
viral stuff in here. Yeah, buddy, you have been talking, sir. You have been talking.
Yeah,
Yeah, sure.
it's been very rigorous and extraordinarily busy. You write a lot, and it's very difficult for me only because I have too many interruptions. And
Right. That's
they
the
say that
worst thing for a writer.
every interruption, text message, phone call, whatever it is delays whatever you're doing by 20 minutes.
Poof.
Because you know what writing,
Yeah.
you've got a narrow focus, you've got
Yeah.
to concentrate, it's got to be quiet, for me at
Yeah.
least.
Not
And
for
for
me
you
too.
too,
Well, yeah, no, yeah,
right? You've
no.
got to have peace and quiet.
Yeah.
You can think.
Right.
And an interruption, that thought pattern is disrupted. right?
Yeah.
And you handle whatever that interruption is, and then you go back to trying to get back to where you were. The in round numbers, 20 minutes.
Yeah. You
So
got
10, 15 of those interruptions a day, you ain't gonna get nothing done.
it. No. And them 15 minutes of interruption could happen
Oh, yeah.
in an hour with today's
Yeah.
technology. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. So you're
Yeah.
putting out a fire, solving a problem, answering a question, whatever. It disrupts your flow,
Man.
your what I call your spiritual download. I tell people all the time, I didn't write Success Runs in Our Race. I just sat in a chair with a legal pad and a pencil.
Wow.
Right. In fact, I went to a hotel for 2 weeks. So that there would be no interruptions, peace,
That's
total
good.
peace and quiet. Didn't let
That's
anybody
good.
know where I was other than my wife. Told her, don't call me.
Yeah, right.
Right? And I sat there and I wait for the download.
Right.
That's really what it is.
Yeah.
So, spiritually
No,
speaking,
absolutely.
yeah,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
it's and this, so it's,
Absolutely.
I don't know if any of these thoughts have helped you. But
What?
yeah.
Wow, this has been crazy. I appreciate the time. I before you go, I want to be at your because we both be traveling. I've been trying to keep up with you and see which conference you're gonna be at. It's a little bit too hard for me to sync my schedule, but you do a major conference every year.
Yeah, we just
You
finished it.
just finished
There's
it.
a
Okay
special
then.
offer. There's a special offer on the social media right now. What we call a super early bird
Damn.
offer. And it's for one adult and one young person, both
Okay.
together, because we encourage all of our registrants, because we pack, it's going to be in Atlanta.
Okay.
This year is going to be May 28th to the 31st. And so there's a super duper deal. It's a 20, basically, it's a $2,300 package for
Okay.
$499.
Okay.
So it
Good.
includes one adult, and it's only good for a day. So because so we've been swamped, but if you want to take advantage of it.
Well, I want your VIP level because I'm smart enough to know you pay for access, you understand? So
Oh,
I
you do?
want you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
Yeah,
essentially,
I
I
want
was
your
going to say
VIP.
that. I wasn't going to say it to you, but you brought the damn thing up. Only way, if I'm not speaking, the only way I will attend a conference is VIP.
There you go. You
It's the
better
only way.
talk. You
Right. Because you pay for access.
pay for access. I want your
Right? You got private
VIP.
parties, you go in the back of the studio, all that kind of stuff. So
Yes,
you're
sir.
right. You're right. And so if you want, I mean, because we, interesting enough, fortunately, there are a lot of brothers and sisters that think like you, think like me on that. Interestingly enough, the VIP sells out first because we have a limited number. You can't have a 1,500 person crowd and 1,500 people of VIPs. Then
Right.
there are no VIPs. It's a very, very small group,
Absolutely.
right? And you have to
Absolutely.
limit that so that you can give them, special
That's right.
access, and all that kind of stuff.
That's right.
So I would say take advantage. I'll send you something when we
Absolutely.
talk. I have your do I have your email?
You.
Oh, I have
I'll make sure you get it. You know,
email.
make sure you get a day. You send me the VIP and I'm gonna get two tickets for sure. And if it's early enough, I might even fly Ina out from France.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, I would love that.
So I'm gonna
All
get at
right.
least two to three for sure.
Ina, what do you think about some of the things I just said? What do you think? What's your thoughts? Have you ever heard these things before?
Well, because since working with Antonio, yes, but otherwise before, no. Because like you said, it's not the problematics aren't the same over here with the Black community. So it doesn't play. We see the movies over here, so we can, so we can have an idea. But no, I was so surprised. Like I said to Antonio, at a certain point when he says like, those that white privilege, those white people, and I'm like, man, I'm a little bit insulted. But on the other
Right.
hand,
Well, and it's not, and darling, you know, don't take it as a negative. It's not a negative. It is a contrast. That's all it
That's
is.
it.
It's a
Yes.
contrast.
But
That's right.
at the beginning I was like, and now when I'm like listening to him, it's like, yes. And then I'm like, now I want to help if, where I can to make sure that this cannot continue, this will not continue. So
Antonio,
Yes, sir.
let me give both of you a statistic
Please.
that will sort of address what Ina is saying with between the issue between black males and black females. The interracial marriage rate of black men marrying white women has quadrupled. Has quadrupled, Antonio, in a decade.
In a decade. I get it too. I
All black
absolutely get
men are marrying white women because they cannot find what I've just been talking about in the sisters. Don't mean that the sisters that there aren't sisters that have it. But
I did not know it quite true.
whole different thing.
But it makes sense. Just in this
Yeah.
casual observation, it makes
Right.
sense.
Well,
Wow.
to say what the problematic here is, in Europe, we don't have, and that might be the case, that might be why, we don't have real men anymore. So
Yeah.
that might be
Well,
the.
we're dealing with the same thing now.
Yes,
Right? Now,
because.
let me make a side observation here. If 80% of our children are raised in a single parent household, principally by women, and the non-masculine rate, the gay rate in Black America is the highest I've ever seen
Sure.
in the last decade. Certainly, being gay back in the day, you stayed in the closet. And so more coming out of the closet. But you cannot tell me that with Black women being in a primary influence of most of our children, both male and female, they're being raised from an emotional level. You
Sorry.
see, women are more emotional, as they should be, as they've been programmed to be. They're more emotional.
Right.
They can't teach a man how to be a man. You need a man for that. That's
Sounds.
how God designed the system,
That's right.
right? So you now have black men being raised from a female, very emotional, different kind of race being.
Right, you got black men acting like entitled women, and they call it toxic masculinity. That's what you got going on. That's what we're raising. We're raising black boys to be entitled women, is what we're raising. And we call it toxic masculinity.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
That's what it is.
So I didn't want to get into that, but you brought it up. But again, you got to deal with facts and statistics and what are the trends? Where, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? Well, we know what we see. Most people
For
don't
sure.
want to talk about it because it's controversial.
Right.
Right? It's kind of, we don't want to hear, let's put it in black terms, we don't want to hear that shit.
No, not at all. Not at all. And we say it strongly too.
Right. So
We
because
say
you
it
don't want to hear when
strongly.
you hear it, you don't want to deal with it.
That's right. That's right. I'll put my email in the chat too if you got access to the chat. I put it in the chat for you.
So if you, Jonah, I'm gonna, if you take action now, I will give you a special rate on a VIP. Okay,
Yes, sir.
special rate. And we can do it over the phone by credit card. But I'll
Gotcha.
look at it first. I'll give you a special rate on. Now, normally I don't do rate, special
I
VIP
completely
because
understand.
we sell them out anyway. But this
Right.
is a special
Yes,
relationship.
sir. Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
So but you got to take action now.
Yes, sir.
This has been Awesome. Now,
I appreciate
let's
you.
make a commitment to each other. Let's do this like we're doing now, at least once every other month,
That's perfect. I
so you can
appreciate
stay
that.
connected,
Yes, sir.
right? You may want to, I pontificated about what content of what I'm writing on, and then you might want to talk about some things that, because I've got your stuff. I don't have you said your second edition is out?
Yeah, but I've been so busy. I haven't sent it to you. I don't even have it behind me. I haven't even bought it
Yeah,
myself.
yeah. You got it. You got it. Yeah, because I have the manu now I have a
Yeah.
manuscript.
You got the manuscript, but I've been traveling
I don't
so
have
much. Yeah.
let me see. Here's what I have. Let me show you what I have.
Has been amazing. I love this guy. That's a lot of papers.
Oh yes. Oh yeah, that's
Yeah.
what I have. And I've reviewed it. It's just it's incredible. I mean,
I
it's
thank you.
a masterpiece. It might be your masterpiece, right? And so this is from volume two.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah,
Let's
volume
do
two.
it. Yeah.
So now is volume one bound?
Yes, volume one is right here. You're looking at it right
Okay,
here.
do you I don't think I have volume one.
You don't have, I know we, you know what, we'll resend it. It could
Oh.
have got lost in the post. Could we send it to the P.O. box
Let me
maybe or
see.
something?
Oh, yeah.
Impossible.
I have it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I can see
I
it too.
have
Look
it.
at it.
I have the
Yeah, there
bound
it
volume.
is. Yeah,
Yes,
that's all
I
when
have
you pointed to it.
it. I have it. I have it. I have it.
Yeah.
And it's signed. So when you get it bound, send me an
Yes,
autograph or
sir.
send me a copy.
Yes, sir. I sure will. I
And
sure will.
I'll figure out a way to brag about it at the conference.
Yes, well, I appreciate that too. Yes, sir, I sure will.
And then, of course, you would want to sell your books at the conference, so you might want to get an exhibit.
Okay, yeah, didn't even think
Yeah,
about that. Yeah, sure.
yeah. So I'm going to get you this information as soon as we get off.
Yes, sir.
And then you let me, you want me to call you, and we'll just handle it over the phone.
Over the
If you
phone.
have the cash flow, I mean,
Yes,
whatever.
sir.
All right, okay.
Yes,
And we'll
sir.
handle it over the phone and get it done.
Yes,
And then
sir.
we'll be up in there.
That sounds perfect.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And any questions you have of me, dear?
I'm talking to you, Ina.
She can't hear me.
Yes, no, I can hear you. Well, no questions, but I really want to thank you because I follow you a lot, as well on and yeah, I'm making it my mission to help. So if I am privileged being white and I can help, then that's what my mission is now. And I really like how I really like listening to you because you explain it in a way that is very easy for me to understand what the problem is. Because, like I said, I was a bit outside of the US, so I couldn't really see it. So now, the way you explain it, and sometimes when I look at what you post, it's like, yes, I really want to fight
Yeah.
for
I posted something the other day that got tremendous response. When I'm going to read it to you.
Sure.
And I hope it hits home. It says, when a flashlight grows dim or quits working, you don't throw it away, you change the batteries. When a person messes up and finds themselves in a dark place, you don't cast them aside. Of course not. You help them change their batteries. Some need a double A, attention and affection. Some need a triple A battery, attention, affection, and acceptance. Some need a C for compassion. Some need a D battery for direction. And if they still don't seem to shine, simply sit with them quietly and share your light.
Wow. Yes.
That
Right. So this is what we're doing. This is all I'm saying. That's really, it's just a metaphorical way to say the same thing. The other way to say that, I said this on a talk that I gave. When you take your lit candle and light another candle, your candle doesn't go out.
That's crazy.
Right?
That's, yeah.
Right? So that's the beauty and the importance
Right.
of this kind of open dialogue
For
sharing,
sure.
right? Right? Your strength or my strength doesn't make you weaker. It actually, hopefully, it makes you brighter,
Amen.
right? Because
Yeah.
you're going to say it your way, right? You may have the seeds of an idea, but you'll find ways and stories and metaphors to say it your way. Oh, in a way that I would never think to say it. Right? That's just the uniqueness of us all. Right? So the way you say it will be as unique as your thumbprint. There are 8 billion people in this world. There is no thumbprint that is the same. Right? This is the incredible magnificence of God. I mean, who thought of that? Right? Now, here's the other thing, and we'll close with this. When you go, and you will go, I don't know of anyone who's ever survived death. There will never, ever, ever, ever be in the history of humankind another person exactly with your DNA algorithm. You are the one and only in the history of humankind.
Amazing.
Right? And so when you understand that about the human and the human spirit, you understand how precious that person is. Totally unique. And that person who then maximize that uniqueness as you do, you think and write and you give, right? This is precious. This is a gift, right? Never to be duplicated. Right?
Precious.
So I salute both of you and the work that you've done with Antonio and your persistence.
Oh my God. I had no idea she was still messaging
No. So it's a good thing.
Yeah.
The respect and it's patience. It's a beautiful thing to have. And know for both of you that the gift that you have to give to humankind is that of your own self-transformation. That's the gift, right? That's the gift we all give, our ability to think and to change and to transform. And we choose. We choose. That's the beauty of God. He will never, ever, ever take away your ability to choose. You choose. If your life ain't shit, it's because that's what you chose. You chose the people around you. You chose not to do this, not to do that. All available. Ain't no secrets. All available. Our lives are a reflection of our choices. So you chose, Antonio, you chose good, honey, you chose good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So stay the course.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Ina, make sure he get my email.
Yes, I will.
You sent it to
Thank you so
me.
much.
Did you send it to me?
I'm sending it right now.
Send it to me right now, and then I'll flip this over and then put Antonio's a cell number in it. So
Yes, both. Yes,
okay.
please.
so that I can I can call him.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate
all
you.
All right.
Make sure, don't make sure they get there.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you married?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you, she was on the call the last time.
Oh yeah.
She wanted to jump on this time, but she said her exact words was, "I'm gonna be moving around a lot, and I don't want to be disrespectful." That was her exact words.
Yeah.
Because she knows you, my heroes. That's how she.
That's your home queen.
Yes, sir.
And Ina is your business queen.
That's it. Yeah. She does well.
Right. Yeah. And the Bible confirms that, you know, we could have more than a single queen or a single woman in our lives, depending on the roles that they play.
That's right.
Right.
I'm lucky to have these two, and they worked pleasantly together.
Oh yeah, I mean that's huge,
and they
man.
Best
that's,
friends. Yeah, so it just works out.
That is freaking huge.
Yeah,
that's huge, man. That's huge. All right, I'm out of here.
Mr. Yes, sir.
And I'll get this up to you post haste.
I believe so. Thank you so much.
You want to handle it today?
Yeah. I want to handle this today.
Okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Okay, dear. Thank you so much. All right, y'all. Bye bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.